glory, and His life is for you and for me.
他的生命是怎样一个生命呢？
And what kind of life is this?
他的生命就是纯净的，是圣洁的，是得胜的，是自由的。
He is pure, He is holy, He is triumphant, He is free.
他的生命是智慧的，是慈爱的，又是何等的温柔。
He is wise, He is loving, and He is tender.
他的生命是有能力的，是强壮的，但是他又是何等的愉悦，又是何等的活泼。
He is strong, He has full of vigor, and yet He is buoyant.
那这诗歌一直说到哈，就是他的生命在荣耀的里面，我的生命也一定会是这样。
And it keeps repeating that His life is in the glory, so my life must be.
他的生命是在荣耀里面，没有问题。
And it's no problem that we all understand He is in the glory.
但是如果我们来信主，我们来归向主，我们的生命也要像他一样的荣耀。
But if we all believe in the Lord, we trust Him, then we shall also be in glory.
然后他的生命在荣耀里面要来改变我们，让我们能够活出他荣耀的生命。
That His life in the glory is changing us so that His life can be lived out in us.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们求你早晨对我们说话。
Lord, may you speak to us this morning.
哦，愿你的荣耀的生命，主，今天也在我们的里面可以被制作， 被成型。
May the glory of your life can also be molded in us.
让我们能够有你荣耀的生命从我里面活出来。
That your life can be lived out in us.
让主在我们当中得着荣耀。
May you receive glory from amongst us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我想先说一个故事。
I want to start with a story.
多年以前呢，我们家有一个机会，我们有一年的时间呢，也等于像我的一个 sabbatical 到 New Jersey 去。
Many years ago, I had a chance to take a sabbatical for a year. Our whole family moved to New Jersey for a year.
所以呢，我们在那段时间呢，因为我们知道我们在那边只住了一年。
And we knew that we were only going to be there for one year.
所以我们就去许多的教会去拜访。
So we went to visit many different churches.
我们就发现一件事情。
And we notice one thing.
如果我们到一个聚会的里面呢，这个聚会哈很温暖。
If we go to a fellowship and we find the place very warm.
然后呢，聚完会呢，也很多人愿意来跟我们打招呼，愿意来认识我们。
And if many people are willing to come up to us and introduce themselves and get to know us.
我们就觉得很高兴。
Then we will feel very good and happy.
然后呢，我们聚完会，我们大人聚完会，小孩到他们的那个儿童班里面呢。他们回来就告诉我们说
And after the adults meeting, our children also go to the Sunday school. They would tell us also.
他说我们班上小朋友都对我们好好啊。
And they say, all the kids are really nice and friendly to us.
那这就是一个温暖的聚会，是一个有爱的聚会。
And we really felt the warmth at that fellowship. We feel that there is love.
如果我们到一个聚会呢，那聚完会以后呢，也没有介绍，也没有人来跟我们打招呼。
And if we go to a fellowship, sometimes that at the end nobody introduce themselves, nobody come to say hi to us.
然后下完课呢，我们问孩子下完课以后问说，你们怎么样
？And then we will ask our children, how was Sunday school?
他们说哦，那小朋友都不跟我们玩。
And they say the kids nobody played with us.
他们只是跟他们自己玩。
They only play among themselves.
你知道这非常的真实的一件事情。
And you know it's a very real thing.
大人怎么样，小孩就是怎么样。
The children will be just like the adults.
生命是不能勉强的。
This life cannot be conjured up, cannot be forced.
不管这个聚会讲道讲得多高。
No matter how wonderful the preaching and the sermons.
但是如果没有活出来的话，那还是不是实际。
But if the life is not lived out, then it's not reality.
所以愿意今天主对我们的心说话。
So may the Lord also speak to our heart this morning.
让主的荣耀的生命可以在我们的里面真的是真实的，是成型的，是可以被彰显出来的。
So that this glory of the life of Christ is real in us, can really be lived out and can be seen.
我们要读几处的圣经。
We'll begin by reading a few scriptures.
Okay, 第一处在诗篇145篇第四节。
First from Psalm 145.
我们每有四节的圣经，我们一起读哈。每一次都是中文先读，我们然后请英文的。
And we'll read four portions of the scripture, and we'll read it all together, Chinese first, and then English.
好，中文的先来。
So first,
这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
Psalm 145, verse 4.
English.
English, one generation shall praise your works to another, and you shall declare your mighty acts.
诗篇126篇第五节到第六节。
Then Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with the shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him.
诗篇144篇12节。
And then Psalm 144, verse 12.
我们的儿子从幼年好像树栽子长大，我们的女儿如同垫脚石，是按建功的样式凿成的。
Let our sons in their youth be as grown-up plants, and our daughters as corner pillars fashioned as for a palace.
最后一处我们读提摩太前书四章十二节。
Lastly, we'll read from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
Our high schoolers should know this really well. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上一次我在这边交通就是去年十一月的时候，我们交通到基督见证的传承。
Last time I shared here, which was from November last year, we talked about the passing on of the testimony of the Lord.
我讲到一个人。
And I mentioned one person.
是谁？
From the Bible. Do you remember?
记得是谁吗？
忘记了。
忘记了。我好像听到。
Do you still remember the person we used as an example?
记得谁吗？ High school 可能不在，所以。
The high schoolers might not be there, so you're excused.
有人记得吗？是马可。
It was Mark.
Okay.
John Mark in the Bible.
马可呢，原来是一个初信的一个少年人。
And he was a new believer, a young person.
他对主呢有信心，也有热心，也有爱心。
He had faith, he had love, he had zealousy for the Lord.
但是他却是一个胆怯的人，胆小的人。
Yet, he was very timid, he was very shy.
所以呢，当最后的那晚餐以后呢，兵丁来抓主耶稣，很多人来抓主耶稣的时候呢，他就。本来披着一块麻布呢，就把麻布丢了，赤身就跑掉了。
So it was recorded after the Last Supper, when all the soldiers came to capture the Lord Jesus, he had a sackcloth on him, and then they got hold of his clothes, and he ran away naked.
然后后来呢，然后他去传道的时候，去远出远门传福音的时候呢，因为受不了苦呢，所以一半的路上呢，他就落跑了。
And later on, he went with Paul on his missionary journey, and because of the travel was very difficult, and he cannot suffer as much, so he also quit and halfway through.
然后他又再一次失败。
And he failed one more time.
我们好读到马可这段故事，我们先不要笑马可。
So whenever we read the story of Mark, let us not laugh at him.
我们要问我们自己，我们是不是曾经跟随主，甚至到一个非常艰难的情形。
Rather, we should even ask ourselves, have we even followed the Lord? Have we been brought to a very difficult situation?
我们有没有到一个地方，是我们不熟悉的地方，陌生的地方去传福音，然后呢，为主受过苦，付过代价？
Have we evangelized at a very foreign place? Have we paid the price for following the Lord?
如果说我们没有这些经历，那我们还比不上马可呢。
If we haven't even done any of that, then we are not, we can't even compare ourselves to Mark.
所以真是愿意我们读圣经的时候，我们把我们自己放进去。
But so whenever we read the Bible, may we place ourselves in the stories.
那看主要对我们说什么话。
To see what the Lord wants to speak to us.
但是感谢主，马可并没有停在失败的里面。
But we praise the Lord that Mark did not remain in his failures.
借着巴拿巴。然后他让马可恢复了，被建立了。
And through Barnabas, he was restored and built up.
然后马可呢，后来也成为保罗一个亲密的同工，一个得力的助手，可以帮保罗传道。
And later on, Paul called Mark his very useful helper, and he again participated in the missionaries.
不仅如此，神也借着彼得来栽培马可。你知道，在彼得前书的时候，彼得说：“我的儿子马可。”
And later on, also he was helped and built up by Peter because Peter called him my son, Mark.
马可把彼得把马可当成儿子一般的来爱护他，来帮助他，来教导他。
Peter helped and cared for Mark like his own son, and taught him his ways.
所以后来马可写了马可福音，对不对
？And therefore Mark was able to write the Gospel of Mark.
最终，马可在神的手中呢，成为一个有用的器皿。
Eventually, he was molded into a vessel that's useful in the Lord's hand.
所以从巴拿巴到保罗到彼得，一直到马可。我们就看到这是一个见证的传承。
So from Barnabas to Peter to Paul all the way to Mark, we see this as a passing on of the testimony.
大家读马可福音，记得说马可福音从哪里开始吗？它的第一章的时候从哪里开始
？If you have read the Gospel of Mark, do you remember how it began?
马可福音一章一节说：“神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。”
Mark 1:1 says the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
哦、oh, ，福音就是主耶稣基督，他来到地上，他是一个开始。
That is when the Lord Jesus Christ came to the earth. The gospel began from there.
马可福音最后结束在哪里
？But do you know how it ended?
马可福音16:20，门徒出去到处宣扬福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。
And that the disciples they went out.And preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. So it began from the Son of God, incarnate as man on the earth.
And this
gospel began to spread all the way until the end of the world.
所以初期的教会的历史记载哈，马可后来就到处去宣扬福音，特别是在北非的地方。最后，马可是在埃及的亚历山大里亚，他为主殉道。
So according to early church history, Mark began to evangelize all the way to northern Africa. At the end, he was made a martyr in Alexandria in Egypt.
所以巴拿巴、保罗。彼得是主耶稣第一代的见证人。
So if we consider Barnabas and Paul and Peter as the first generation of the testimony of the Lord,
马可是主耶稣基督第二代的见证人。
Then we can say Mark was the second generation.
当第一代的见证人过去后，福音并没有就停止。
And after that first generation passed away, the gospel did not stop there.
那就传到第二代。
And it was passed down to the second generation.
传到第三代。
And the third.
2000年以后。就传到我们的手中。
And after 2,000 years, the torch of the testimony is passed into our hands.
愿意我们也能够忠心的来为主做见证。
So may we also be faithful as a testimony and witness for the Lord.
诗篇145篇第四节说到：“这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。”
Psalm 145 says, "One generation will praise your works to another and declare your mighty acts."
那我们现在可以把那个projection 关掉，没关系。
Now we can turn off the projector.
OK， 所以今天呢，我们要从三方面来讲到基督生命的传承。
So this morning we will talk about the passing on of the life of Christ from three aspects.
所以为着高中生，我跟你们讲有三个重点。
So I will give the outline. There are three bullet points.
Yeah. 第一方面，基督生命的传承呢？要做的第一件事情就是要生。
So the first point of the passing on of the life of Christ that there has to be life, it has to be given birth.
要生。
It has to be given birth.
第二点呢，基督生命的传承呢，要能传承要养。
And secondly, to pass on the life of Christ, there has to be raising up.
是的，要养孩子。
You have to nurture the life to raise up the life.
第三方面。基督生命的传承要能够传承呢，要有榜样。
And thirdly, to be able to pass on to the life of Christ, there has to be examples.
我们要从保罗和提摩太来看基督生命的传承。
So we want to see from Paul and Timothy to see how this life is passed on.
所以第一件事情，生命要传承，要生。
So the first thing, it has to be given birth.
生命要能够延续呢，必须要生生不息，要代代相传。
For life to be passed down, there has to be life being born generation after generation.
圣经上讲说，亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生十二位先祖。
Therefore, the Bible always records Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, Jacob begot the 12 forefathers.
圣经非常重视家谱。
And the Bible always pay attention to the genealogies.
为什么呢？因为生命要延续就要生嘛，对不对？
And it's for the exact reason for the life to be passed down, there has to be birth.
现在这个世界呢，有许多的国家面临一个很严重的问题。
So many countries in this modern society face the same problem.
就是很严重的问题。
Very serious problem.
就是出生率降低。
That the fertility rate is lower and lower.
那生长人口的成长率呢，甚至是负的。
And the birth rate and even the population growth has become negative.
这样下去呢，然后这个人口呢就越来越老化，年轻人越来越少。
And if that trend continues, then there will be less and less young people, and then the whole population will become older and older.
大家想看一个负的成长率，再过。许多年之后呢，有可能这个国家或这个民族就消失了。
If the negative growth rate continues, then perhaps many, many years later, this whole nation or this whole race will disappear.
人口学家哈，他告诉我们说，一个国家的人口要维持稳定，必须平均每一个位那个出生率要维持在 2.1。
The anthropologists have calculated for a stable population growth.To happen, then the fertility rate has to be at least 2.1
demographics. OK, 意思就是说每一位妇女平均要生 2.1 个小孩
meaning every woman in their lifetime will have to give birth to at least 2.1 children
on the average. OK, 那请问现在全世界哪一个国家的出生率最低
？So do you know which country has the lowest fertility rate？
哪一个国家？不是日本。对了，南韩。
It's South Korea, not Japan, but South Korea.
它的2022年，它的出生率是0.78。
In 2022, the fertility rate of South Korea was 0.78.
应该是2.1，对不对
？It's supposed to be at 2.1.
它连一半都不到。
And it's not even half of that.
是0.78。
So 0.78.
其实亚洲很多的国家，对的，日本啊，台湾，包括台湾、香港、新加坡的出生率都很低。
And it's true that many Asian countries, including Japan and Singapore and Hong Kong, Taiwan, they all have very low fertility rate.
在我小的时候，有一个就是我读小学的时候，1960年代呢。在台北有一个小学叫做老松国小。
When I was growing up in elementary school in the 1960s, there was one elementary school in Taipei called the Old Pine Elementary.
它是全世界最大的小学。
And it was at that time the largest elementary school in the world.
因为它有11000个学生啊。
It had 11,000 students.
一个小学有11000个学生啊。
Just for one elementary school, 11,000 students.
所以呢，教室不够用，所以学生只能上半天班。
And so they didn't even have enough classroom, so every student they rotate, each student go there for half a day.
你知道今天在2022年老松国小有多少学生吗
？Do you know how many students this school had from last year, 2022?
491个
,491.
很多在台湾的小学被迫关门了。
So many elementary schools in Taiwan actually shut down because there was not enough students.
因为老师跟校长加起来比学生还多。
Because there were more teachers, more staff than students.
OK, 所以一个社会一个国家要能够繁衍要能够繁荣必须要生哈。
So for any society, for any country to have a positive growth, there has to be fertilities.
要不然高龄化、少子化就造成社会很大的问题。
Otherwise, the society will become older and older, and then there will be less and less young people. We're creating many society problems.
在属灵的事上，要生也是非常重要的。
But it's the same spiritually.
属灵的生是什么？
What does it mean to give birth spiritually?
属灵的生就是要传福音。
That is to share the gospel.
要向不信主的传福音，要向我们的家人，我们的儿女传福音。
We need to preach the gospel to those who have not yet believed, to share the gospel with our families and friends.
要不然一个聚会哈，可能开始的时候非常好，但是如果没有传福音，没有新的人进来的话，然后就会逐渐的老化。
Otherwise, a fellowship, a gathering could be very good in the beginning, but if there's no new people coming in, then they would become older and older.
如果没有受浸聚会，然后就是原来的人呢，就会越来越的越来越少，到最后可能这个聚会就消失了。
And if there's no new baptisms, having new people coming in all the time, then the old people would just gradually disappear, and then at the end, the whole fellowship could be gone.
保罗写两封书信给提摩太。
And Paul had written two letters to Timothy.
提摩太前书一章二节说，写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太。
And from 1 Timothy chapter 1, he says, I write to Timothy, my true son in the faith.
提摩太后书一章二节，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太。
And 2 Timothy also says, to Timothy, my dear son.
Okay, 所以保罗称提摩太称他的亲爱的儿子。
So you see, Paul calls Timothy his beloved son.
因为提摩太是保罗属灵的儿子。
Because Timothy was a spiritual son to Paul.
好，那对不起，我很喜欢问问题。下面还有一个问题。
And sorry, I like to apologize for asking a lot of questions. And here's another one.
请问斯蒂凡、保罗和提摩太这三个人有什么关系？
Can you think of the relationship between Stephen and Paul and Timothy?
有什么关系？
Do you know how they were related?Or they can be related.
大家知道哈，斯蒂凡呢，应该是在《使徒行第七章上为主殉道。
And we know Stephen was one of the first martyrs in Acts chapter 7.
然后呢，他一生只讲了一篇道。
He was stoned to death, and it was only one of his sermons was recorded in the Bible.
然后讲完道就被打死了。
And after that, immediately he was stoned to death.
然后呢，他的信息非常的荣耀。
And yet his message at that time was very glorious.
后来呢，他打死的被他打死的时候，他们说斯蒂凡的衣服就放在一个年轻人叫扫罗的脚前。
And it was recorded at that time the clothes of those who bear witness was placed in front of Paul, a young person called Paul.
那意思就是说。斯蒂凡可能也是保罗在保罗的这个策划下或者是他的许可之下呢被石头打死的。
So we can kind of understood that Paul was given approval to the stoning of Stephen.
那时候的扫罗是不信主的，是逼迫基督徒的。
At that time it was Saul and he was not a believer, he was persecuting Christians.
虽然斯蒂凡被石头打死了，但是我想斯蒂凡讲那篇信息还有斯蒂凡被石头打死的那个情形一直在扫罗的心里面。
So even though Stephen was stoned to death, but I believe the message that Stephen was saying, including the scene of his being stoned, remained in Paul's mind.
就像一颗种子种在心里面一样。
Just like a seed that was planted in the heart.
时间到了，这个种子就要发芽。
And when the time was right, the seed will sprout.
就要长出一个新的生命。
And a new life will grow.
所以当时间到了，当扫罗他还要去大马色的路上去逼迫基督徒的时候。
So on the way to Damascus, when Saul was going forward to persecute more Christians,
当主耶稣用大光照他，对他说话的时候
，The Lord shone a great light upon him and spoke to him.
那扫罗就信主，就变成保罗。
And Saul believed the Lord, and he became Paul.
但是我想，在扫罗的心里面，斯蒂凡。殉道的情形一直在他的里面。
But I do believe the scene of the martyrdom of Stephen remained in his heart.
所以斯蒂凡的殉道也成了保罗信主的一个原因之一。
So that became one of the reasons why Saul was able to be converted.
保罗，扫罗变成保罗以后呢，他就非常的勇敢的去再去传道。
And after Saul became Paul, he was very zealous. He was very brave in going forward to preach the gospel.
有一次，他到一个城叫路斯德，他生了一个，他医好了一个生来就瘸腿的人。
And one time on his journey, he went to a city called Lystra, and he healed someone who was lame at birth.
被医好了一个生来瘸腿人，不是一个很大的神迹，应该 众人都很高兴。
And that was a great miracle. Everyone around him was very amazed and happy.
应该是这样。
Well, it should be, at least it should be like that.
但是却有嫉妒他的犹太人呢，就煽动了这些人呢，然后就来用石头来打保罗。
But the Jewish people who were envious of him, stirred up the people and they began to stone him.
本来是他要可以说在他的里面他用石头打人的哈，他本来是不信主的时候呢，扫罗他是要用石头打人的。
Saul was a person who was stoning Christians before he was a believer.
但是他信主以后呢，他就变成别人用石头打了。
And now after he became the follower of the Lord, he became the ones being stoned.
所以保罗被打得半死，那其实那时候他们以为保罗已经死了，就把他拖到城外。
So it was recorded they thought he was dead, so they dragged him outside the city.
而且保罗没死。
But yet, miraculously, Paul did not die.
所以保罗又站起来，又回到城里面，又继续传道。
And he got up, he went back into the city and began to preach.
等到保罗第二次旅行布道的时候，又到了路斯德。
So on his second missionary journey, he again returned to Lystra.
在那里，他遇见了一个人，叫提摩太。
And he met this young man, Timothy.
哦，我想。提摩太哈，那时候是一个年轻的少年人。
And Timothy was a young man.
他也许当场呢，就是当保罗第一次在路斯德被石头打的时候呢，他也许在现场看到。
It's very possible in that small city that Timothy was right there witnessing Paul being stoned.
就算他没有亲眼看到，他一定听过这件事情。
And even if he wasn't there personally, he must have heard of it.
所以我想当保罗跟提摩太传福音的时候，提摩太就信主了。
So when Paul returned and shared the gospel to Timothy, he believed.
所以大家现在知道斯蒂凡、保罗跟提摩太有什么关系。
So you see how these three people from Stephen to Paul to Timothy, how they were related.
所有的生命要产生都要经过一个死亡的过程。
So all the life to be born, there has to be a death.
就像一颗种子要种在地里面，种子要死了，就结出许多的籽粒了。
Just like a seed is buried in the ground, dead in the ground, and it will give birth to many, many fruits.
圣经上说，所种的是软弱的，复活是强壮的；所种的是羞辱的，复活的却是荣耀。
The Bible says, "What we sow in weakness, we will reap in strength, and what we reap in shame, but what was raised up."Was in glory.
因着斯蒂凡被石头打死，就埋下了保罗后来信主的种子。
And if because Stephen was stoned, it borne the seed of faith in Paul.
因着保罗被石头打得半死，就种下了提摩太信主的种子。
And through the stoning of Paul, it sowed the seed of faith in Timothy.
所以感谢主，神又愿意让我们。对着自己死，能够向神活。
So we praise the Lord that He calls all of us to die to ourselves, to live unto God.
传福音不是一件容易的事。
Sharing the gospel is not an easy thing to do.
在今天呢，可能在世界上有些地方传福音还是要付上生命的代价。
And even today, in today's day and age, in many parts of the world, sharing the gospel requires the price of life.
那今天我们传福音，特别在北美这地方呢，也许不需要付上生命的代价。
So here in North America, perhaps we don't have to pay the price of our life to share the gospel.
那我们为什么不传呢
？Then why do we not do it?
人家但有些地方一到今天要为着付上生命的代价，他们还是要愿意传福音。
So many people are different parts of the world, even they have to pay.The price of their own life, they're still sharing the gospel.
但愿主的爱激励我们。
So may the love of God constrain us.
诗篇告诉我们，流泪撒种的要欢呼收割。
The psalm says, "Those who sow in tears will harvest with joyful shouting."
那带着种子流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带着禾捆回来。
And those who go out with weeping will carry back the seed with shouts of joy.
愿我们都流泪的撒种。
So may we all sow in tears.
所以我们可以欢呼收割。
So that we may harvest with shouts of joy.
感谢主，我们聚会常常有福音的聚会。
And we praise the Lord. We often have gospel meetings.
我们也有福音组，也有CGG， 也有 RCGG。
We have gospel groups, Chinese gospel group, the Rice gospel groups.
我们知道不只是这些在福音组的弟兄姐妹传福音，我们所有的弟兄姐妹都一起传福音。
We know it's not only the brothers and sisters who are in these groups that are sharing the gospel, but the whole church together should share the gospel.
因为我们是在主一个身体的里面。
Because we are in one body.
所以身体要能够传福音呢，需要全身来配合。
For the body to be working together in the field of the gospel, the whole body needs to work together.
我们要用脚来走路，要用手来服侍，要用耳朵来听，要用眼睛来看，又用口来讲。
We need the feet to walk, we need the hand to serve, we need the mouth to speak, the ear to hear, and the eyes to see.
所以我们传福音的时候，比如说有福音聚会的时候，就需要大家一起邀请。
So when we have the gospel meeting, we need the whole congregation to send out invitations.
当有朋友进来的时候呢，然后我们就可以跟他们认识，来跟他们介绍主。
And when we see new friends coming in, we need the whole body to come and introduce and to be warm and to love them.
以前我有一个错误的观念。
Before I had a wrong perception.
哎呀，我觉得今天福音聚会如果没有邀请到人哈，我就不好意思去。
And before I thought if there was a gospel meeting and I didn't invite a friend, then I shouldn't be going.
不对的。
And that was not right at all.
当然我们尽量邀请人。
And of course we want to invite people as much as we could.
但是你没有邀请人还是要去的。
But even if you don't have anyone coming with you, you can still go yourself.
主可能就把一个别人邀请人带到你的面前。
Perhaps someone else that was invited will be brought right before you.
然后你就可以跟他传福音，对不对？
And then you can share the gospel and testify.
那也感谢主啊，我们福音聚会也常常需要有很多的食物，有弟兄姐妹就带食物带甜点来。
And we praise the Lord, very often we have a gospel meeting, we eat together, so many brothers and sisters out of their love will bring food and bring desserts.
那像年轻人的聚会呢，像 RCGG 有活动的时候呢，有很多叔叔阿姨呢，他们就包饺子啊，包粽子。
And so even when we have gatherings for activities for RCGG, many saints, brothers and sisters will make dumplings or make
I don't know.
Meatball, I don't know. Rice balls, I don't know.
Yeah.
真是感谢主哈！每次当我看到弟兄姐妹都来帮忙的时候，心里非常受感动。
But we praise the Lord. Whenever I see many brothers and sisters serving and working together, my heart is always very touched.
其实还有许多看不见的服事。
There are also many, many services that are invisible.
因为有许多的弟兄姐妹为福音来祷告。
And there are many people praying on their own for the gospel.
所以传福音的征战，有人是在前线打仗的。
So this battle of the gospel, many people are fighting on the battlefield.
有人是在前线打仗，有人是在后方来祷告支援。
Some people are on the front line, some people are supplying from behind.
所以我们需要彼此，我们需要同心合意来兴旺。
So we need each other. We need the whole body to work together.
当有人信主，当基督的生命诞生在一个人的心里面的时候，这样生生的不息，生生不息，基督的生命的见证才能够被传递。
When someone accepts the Lord, when the life of Christ is born again in that person's heart, then this life is passed down from generation to generation.
我们每一位都是福音的使者。
And all of us are messengers of the gospel.
Ambassadors
of the gospel.
Yeah. 我们不要以福音为耻。
Let us not be ashamed of the gospel.
我们要在传福音的事上把我们自己摆上。
That we should really surrender ourselves to the mission of the gospel.
所以保罗说，我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父，为这个缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
And therefore Paul tells Timothy that for this gospel I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher. For this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to protect what I have entrusted to him until that day.
第二方面，基督生命要能够传承，就要养。
Secondly, for the life of Christ to be passed on, there has to be nurture, and the life has to be raised up.
很多人都说生孩子容易，养孩子难。
Many people say it's easy to give birth to kids, but so hard to raise them up.
因为所以现在很多人不生孩子啊。
Therefore, a lot of people refuse to give birth.
为什么呢？因为生的容易，养的难啊。
Because it's easy to give birth, it's easy to conceive, but it's hard to raise up a child.
在神的家，我们要生也要养。
But in the house of God, we need to have newborns, but we also need to raise them up.
要养是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
当一个人信主以后呢，就有新的生命诞生了。
As soon as someone believes in the Lord, a life is born in them.
Yeah, 然后要在这个新生的命呢，要在主里面长大。
And this new life needs to grow up in the Lord.
其实在创世纪，神就对亚当说，你们要生养众多，遍满地面。
Even from the beginning of Genesis, the Lord tells Adam, you need to multiply on the earth and fill the earth and subdue the earth.
我们肉身的生命是这样，我们属灵的生命也是这样。
It's the same way in the spiritual life as well.
所以当有人信主，以后我们就要来造就他们。
So when someone comes to the Lord and believes the Lord, then we need to establish them in the Lord.
要从属灵的婴孩进入到属灵的少年人，然后最后成熟，能够在教会里面进功用。
We need to raise them up from spiritual infants to spiritual young men, all the way to a mature person in the Lord that can function in the body.
是要付代价，是要花时间的。
Yes, it takes time. Yes, there is a price to be paid.
但是我们不能够因为怕麻烦，我们就不传福音。
But we cannot cease preaching the gospel just because it's too hard.
我们要传福音，我们要把得救的人带到主的面前。
We need to share the gospel and bring the believers into the Lord.
这样这个聚会才能够活泼，才能够新鲜，才会一直的成长。
Then the fellowship will be new, will be refreshed all the time and growing all the time.
那现在在以前在我们的当中呢，我们有初信组哈，我们有基要真理组，那现在叫做新约一组。
And before we have the New Believers Group, or then we call it the Basic Truth Group, and now it's the New Testament Group.
Yeah, 非常好，我们感谢主。
And it's very good. We praise the Lord.
Yeah, 我们愿意初信组的弟兄姐妹都能够在主里面被造就。
And we hope everyone.That our new believers can really be built up and established in the Lord.
也愿意我们来服侍这些初信主的。
May we all be willing to serve these new brothers and sisters.
跟传福音一样的原则哈，不是你在那一组的里面，你才去在这个现在的初信一组呢，你才去照顾这些初信的。
And it's the same principle as sharing the gospel. It's not because you will serve them because you're in that same group.
乃是我们每一位弟兄姐妹。都能够看到教会里面有哪些是新受浸的。
But all the brothers and sisters will have eyes to see who are the newborn Christians.
刚刚受浸，刚刚得救的，我们就去认识他们，我们就去鼓励他们。
Let us get to know those who are just baptized, the newborn Christians, and that we can encourage them to walk with them.
所以真是愿意我们都把我们自己摆上。
So may we all put ourselves in the hands of the Lord.
我们要花代价来爱我们初信的弟兄姐妹，来照顾他们。
We will be willing to pay a price and to really care and raise up these young brothers and sisters.
另外呢，其实很简单一件事情，就是要来聚会。
And then, secondly, a very simple principle is just to simply attend the gatherings.
我们知道过去三年因为疫情的关系呢。所以我们有很长的一段时间就只有线上的聚会。
We know due to the pandemic, we had over 2 years that we only have online gatherings.
那这对年轻的孩子，那或者初信的，的确是一个很不容易的事情。
And it was very challenging, even detrimental for the young people or for the new believers.
那所以我们现在既然有恢复了聚会，就要把孩子带到聚会里面。
So now all of our gatherings are resumed in person. We really need to bring our children to the gathering.
所以今天有不少的高中生在这里，很好，你们要经常来聚会。
And we're so glad to see all the young people, the high schoolers in our midst. We encourage everyone to come consistently.
你们要跟你们今天没有来的朋友们弟兄姐妹讲说。请他们来聚会。
And also remember your friends who are not here perhaps this morning, and to remind them and to help them, get them to come to church.
不止礼拜天来，礼拜五也要来。
Not just Sundays, but Fridays.
平常也要多有联络。
And also to keep contact with them, on daily basis.
我刚才讲说，我们有一段时间在 New Jersey.
I mentioned that earlier that for a year we lived in New Jersey.
当我们搬去那里的时候，另外一件事情让我们很惊讶的。
And there was another thing that really shocked us when we moved there.
那边的小孩啊，学很多东西。
That all the kids over there had to go through so many extracurriculums.
有的要学钢琴、小提琴、画画、舞蹈、游泳、体操啊，什么等等。
Some have to go study to learn after school. They have to go learn piano, violin, dance, art, gymnastics. And swimming, sports, everything else.
一个孩子要学七八样。
And one child will have to go through 7 or 8 classes.
他们说不能够还让孩子输在起跑线。
And people say we cannot let our kids lose at the starting line.
那这样学这么多，哪有时间聚会啊？
So if you learn all of this, how do you have time to go to the gathering at all?
我们跑步人都知道哈。起跑线、起跑点不是最重要的。
But for long distance runners, you know that the starting point is not the most important.
终点才是重要的。
The finishing line is the most important.
我们人生就是在跑一个马拉松。
And our life is like a marathon.
不是看你起跑的时候跑的什么。
It's not necessarily how well you start off.
是要看你跑得到跑不到终点。
But rather how well you can finish.
特别是你如果说跑错方向的话，你跑得再快也跑不到终点。
Especially if you ran off course, you went to the different direction. No matter how fast you are, you will not get to the finish line.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
不管是做父母的，做孩子的
，Whether you are parents or you are a child,
我们愿意常常来到主的面前。
May we be willing to come before the Lord.
就像圣经诗篇里面讲的，我愿意我们的儿子像树栽子，然后在。主的里面长大
Just like the verse we just read, let our son in their youth be like growing plants.
让我们的女儿如同垫脚石，是按建宫的样式凿成。
And that our daughters be like corner pillars fashioned for a palace.
一棵树要能够长得好，它就从小的时候就要把它让它长得正直。
For a tree to be growing well, you have to shape it and fashion it ever since it was a young tree.
我们家门口有一棵树，我们搬进去的时候呢，就已经歪了。
And we had a tree right in front of in our front yard. When we moved in, that tree was already crooked.
Yeah, 那我们想办法把它搬回来哈，用一个木棒，然后把树绑过去了。
We tried different ways to try to bring it back. We used a big long stake and roped it.
但是还是有点歪。
But it's still not very straight.
因为有点晚了。
Because we found out too late.
树栽子要能够长，就是从小的时候呢就要长得好，要长得正直。
For a young plant to be able to grow up straight,
要能够有错的时候没有关系，要及时的归正，要不然就来不及了。
Because it's okay that we make mistakes, but we need to be corrected quickly.
那特别讲到女儿如同垫脚石，那像就像石头一样哈。是要被凿的。
And here he also talks about the daughters. They will be like corner pillars, like the stone pillars. It has to be fashioned and cut and dressed.
圣经上说，我们都是活石，要被建造成为灵宫，是成为神居住的所在。
The Bible calls us living stones. Will be built up into a spiritual palace.
我们天然的人哈，天然的石头，每一颗石头。都不一样，而且都是奇形怪状。
For us who are natural stones, every one of us is in strange different shapes.
没有办法拿来就能够建造殿的。
None of us can be brought from our natural state into a building of a palace.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we need to do?
就要凿，对不对？
So then we need to be cut, we need to be dressed, need to be shaped.
对，要照着什么凿呢？
Then how does that work?
就要照着建宫的样式造的。
Just like how the palace was being built, or the temple is being built.
每一个人的生命，天然生命都要被主来对付。
So all of our natural life needs to be dealt with by the Lord.
这样才能够成为那个宝贵的石头。
That we can become that precious stone.
来被主来使用。
So that He can use us.
张康弟兄两个礼拜交通道说要去山上来找采木头。
Our brother has shared with us 2 weeks ago, go up to the mountain, bring wood and build the temple.
是的，要把木头、把石头都从山上里面呢，预备好。
So all both wood and stone needs to be prepared and brought up from the mountains.
而且呢，要被对付这个石头、木头或者树枝子呢，要被栽种的时候呢，要被 放在一个正的路上，这个石头树枝呢要让它长得正直。
For the tree it needs to grow straight.
然后石头要没能够凿的能够可以 被用来建殿。
For the stones they need to be prepared for the construction.
那这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就是说在我们平常的生活上的时候我们要被主对付。
That in our daily life, in our regular life, we need to be dealt with by the Lord.
圣经上也讲了很奇妙一件事情。
And there was one thing recorded in the Bible very wonderfully.
他说呢，在建殿的时候呢，那个在建造的时候呢，那个是用山中凿成的石头造的。建殿的时候呢，锤子、斧子和别样铁器的响声都没有听见。
When King Solomon built the temple, they ordered for large stones to be quarried from the quarry.And yet, when the temple was being built, there was no sound of the hammer or axe or iron tools heard in the construction site.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
意思就是在平常我们生活的时候，我们要来学习学功课。
That our lessons are learned in our daily, normal, regular life.
等到我们一起聚会的时候呢，就像一起在被建造的时候呢，就没有争吵啊。
That when we come together, there is no quarrels. There is no the lessons of being dealt with.
Yeah, 没有争竞，没有争吵，没有就是很和谐，连那些响，其实器具的响声都听不见。
There is no strife, that there is no sound of the hammers or the axes and iron tools.
所以我们每个人都要来预备自己。
So all of us need to be prepared.
保罗说，在大户人家不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器。
So Paul says, in the large house there are gold and silver.And wood and earthen vessels.
有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
Some are honor, some are for dishonor.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be implements for honor, sanctified, useful to the master.
愿我们每一位都被预备成为贵重的器皿。
So may each one of us be prepared to become vessels of honor.
成为圣洁，合乎主用。
That they will be sanctified, useful to the master.
而且可以预备行各样的善事。
That prepared for every good work.
好，最后第三点，我们要交通到基督生命的传承要有榜样。
Lastly, we share that the life of the, for the life to be passed down, there has to be examples.
所以保罗对提摩太特别讲到说，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、信心、爱心和清洁上做众人的榜样。
Therefore, Paul especially exhorted Timothy that do not let anyone look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself as an example to those who believe.
是的，保罗劝勉提摩太，要不要让人小看你年轻，要在各方面要做众人的榜样。
Paul exhorts Timothy that don't let anyone look down on your youthfulness, but rather become an example for everyone.
保罗为什么可以这样说呢？
How can Paul say things like this?
因为保罗就是一个榜样。
Because he himself was an example.
保罗说，你们要效法我。
Paul says,
效法基督一样。
Be imitators of me as I am imitator of Christ.
所以感谢主，生命的传承呢，需要有榜样。
So for the life to be passed on, there has to be examples.
需要有基督做我们的榜样。
We need Christ as our example.
然后保罗就效法基督。
And that Paul can become an imitator of Christ.
然后提摩太就效法保罗。
Then Timothy can become an imitator of Paul.
这是一个生命的传承。
And that is the passing on of the life within.
不在乎我们所说的，乃是在乎我们所活的、所做的。
It is not about what we say, but it's about what we do, how it is lived out.
我们有什么样的是可以成为别人的榜样吗？
What do we have that can become an example to others?
或者是我们做儿女的时候，我们能够也成为别的同伴的榜样吗？
As children, how can we become an example to our companions, to our friends?
那我愿意很快的从几个方面来看怎么样做榜样。
I want to quickly go through several examples.
第一个榜样就是要一个爱的生命。
Firstly, we need to have the life of love.
保罗说，那命令的总结就是爱。
Paul says the goal of our instruction is love.
提摩太前书一章五节是保罗对提摩太说的。
That's what Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:5.
命令的总归就是爱。
Oh, the summary of the commitment is love.
请问我们的家是充满爱的家吗？
Is our family a family full of love?
是充满喜乐感谢的家吗？
Is it a house full of joy and thankfulness?
还是呢，家里面充满的就是争吵抱怨互相指责呢？
Or do we, it's a house full of arguments and full of strife?
我们的聚会，我们的团契，我们是一个爱的家吗？
What about our fellowship? What about our gathering?
愿意主的爱来得着我们。
Is this a house of love?
让人家进到我们的家里面，让人家进到我们聚会当中，就知道这是一个爱的家。
May the love of God really fill us, so whenever whoever comes into our midst, into our gathering, they can sense the love of Christ.
第二方面
，Secondly,
要一个敬虔的生命。
We need to have a life of godliness.
保罗对提摩太说：“操练身体，益处还少。”少唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处。
Paul told Timothy, bodily training is for little benefit, but godliness is beneficial for all things.
中文讲这敬虔有时候不太容易理解。
Sometimes the Chinese translation of godliness is kind of hard to understand.
英文很清楚，就是像神一样。
The English is very clear. Godliness means being like God.
我们的思想要像神，我们的说话，我们的行为都要像神。
That our mind, our thoughts, our speech needs to be godly.
第三方面要一个歌唱的生命。
Thirdly, we need to have a life that sings.
在诗篇145篇特别讲到说，我要天天的来称颂你。
Psalm 145 says, I will sing unto you all the days of my life.
这代要对那代说，颂赞你的作为，要传扬你的大能。
One generation will sing praise to the next.
所以我们要做一个唱诗赞美主的人。
So we need to be those who sing and praise the Lord.
我知道特别在初高中生的时候呢就是男生哈要变声音，所以常常唱声音唱的不太敢唱歌。
We know for young people in adolescence, especially the our brothers, they go through a time of changing their voice and it's hard for them to sing.
没有关系。
But it's okay.
你怎样唱着才能够会唱得好呢？
How can you sing well?
怎么样能够唱得好？
Do you know how?
就是开口唱。
That's just simply to open your mouth and sing.
就是一直唱。
And just keep singing.
所以呢，我们在我们聚会当中也要有这样唱诗的榜样。
So we need to have examples in our midst of those who love singing.
我小时候，我初中的时候、高中的时候、大学的时候，都碰到很喜欢唱诗，而且很爱唱诗的。
For me, growing up,
唱得很好的。
When I was in middle school, high school, college.All the way till when I was a young person, there's always people around me who love singing, who are good at singing.
那我就很羡慕他们。
And I was always very envious of them.
所以呢，我就学习唱歌。
So I also wanted to learn to sing.
就不知不觉我也变成年长的。
Before I knew it, in the blink of an eye, I became one of those older ones.
那感谢主，因为就有我前面的榜样，所以我就变成喜欢唱诗的一个人。
But we praise the Lord because the examples that were before me, I became also those who love to sing.
所以愿我们都来学习唱诗，来赞美神。
So may we also learn to praise the Lord with our songs.
下一个祷告的生命。
And then there needs to be a life of prayer.
保罗对提摩太说：“我劝你，第一要为万人恳求祷告，代求祝谢。”
Paul exhorted Timothy, says, first of all, then I urge you that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made in behalf of all people.
我们天然的人都是不太喜欢祷告的。
And naturally, our life, we don't like to pray.
我们都喜欢靠自己，对不对？
We like to trust in ourselves.
但是祷告却让我们能够来靠神。
But prayer makes us trusting the Lord.
所以我们要学习有一个祷告的生命。
So we need to learn to have a life of prayer.
所以以前我们在洛杉矶的时候呢，我们也是有周间的祷告。
So when I was living in Los Angeles, we had a prayer meeting during the week.
在一个弟兄的实验室里面祷告。
And it was in the lab of a brother.
有时候我真的是很不想去。
Sometimes I really didn't want to go.
所以呢，就勉强自己去。
Or I had to force myself to go.
有时候勉强自己也不去。
And even sometimes when I force myself, I still wouldn't go.
但是每次去的时候，总是可以得到鼓励。
But yet, whenever I do go, or I did go, I was very encouraged.
过几年以后呢，这弟兄就也不在那个实验室了，就没有了。
And after a few years, this brother no longer worked at that lab, and we no longer had that prayer meeting.
在疫情之前， 有几位弟兄姐妹呢，在医学中心也有一个周三的祷告会。
And so, before the pandemic, a few brothers and sisters also had a prayer meeting in the medical center.
那有时候我也很忙，也不想去。
And sometimes I was so busy, I also didn't want to go.
但是每一次去，看到弟兄姐妹在一起，我们都得到激励。
But whenever I did go, when I see brothers and sisters gathering together, I was always so encouraged.
疫情以后就没有了。
But after the pandemic, that prayer meeting also ended.
所以我们可以祷告的机会其实也不多的。
So the chances for us to come together and pray is actually very few.
要抓住祷告的机会。
So we need to seize every opportunity to come and pray together.
下面要交通到服事的生命。
And then we need to have a life that serves the Lord.
提摩太前书一章十二节，保罗说：“我感谢那加给我力量的，我们的主耶稣基督。”因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
And so Paul tells Timothy that I thank Jesus Christ our Lord who has strengthened me because he considers me faithful putting me into service.
所以保罗是一个服侍的人，他有服侍的生命。
So Paul is thankful that the Lord can put him into service and he has this life to minister.
保罗也跟提摩太讲说要有个刚强的生命。
And Paul also tells Timothy, we need to have a life of, that is strong.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Because he has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline.
保罗对提摩太说，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
And therefore he says, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
最后我想大家都很熟悉的一个人就是戴德生。
Lastly, I want to share the story of this Hudson Taylor that we're all very familiar with.
戴德生弟兄呢，他是17，他以前呢小时候他虽然在一个信主的家庭里面，但他并没有接受主。
Hudson Taylor was born in a Christian family, yet he was not a Christian. He was not a believer growing up.
然后17岁的时候才得救。
He was not saved until he was 17.
然后他就信主以后就得到从神来的呼召，要到中国传福音。
And after he was saved, he was called to share the gospel in China.
所以1854年呢，他就从英国利物浦坐船来到上海。那年他22岁。
So in 1854, he went on a boat from Liverpool to Shanghai. He was 22 years old.
所以他从那时候开始呢，他可他的后代就跟中国有一个不解之缘。
Ever since then, he became intimately connected to the Christians in China, him and his older generations after.
其实戴德森弟兄呢是第四代的基督徒。
And actually, Hudson Taylor was the fourth generation Christian.
他的曾祖父叫做戴雅各，在1776年，就是美国独立的那一年，参加了约翰卫斯理的布道。那在那里信主的。
His great grandfather was named James Taylor, and he attended one of the John Wesley's revival meetings in 1776.
然后那时候他一些经节就他就非常的受感动，就是在约书亚记24:15，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And one verse that was shared during one of those meetings really touched him. It says, "From Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
呀，感谢主，这句话，这节圣经就成为他们这个家的一个见证的一个生命传承的一个榜样。
And we praise the Lord. Ever since then, this verse became the truth and the reality for their family.
这些经节就是他们的写照。
And this verse became a true description of their family.
所以从他的曾祖父到戴德森是四代。
So from the grandfather James Taylor until Hudson Taylor, there were four generations.
他的儿子、孙子、曾孙、玄孙都在中国香港或台湾服侍。
And after that, Hudson Taylor's son, his grandson, his great-grandson, his great-great-grandson continue to serve in China or Hong Kong or Taiwan.
他们最年轻的一代就是第九代。
And the youngest generation, that is the ninth generation,
有三个孩子。
Had three children.
戴成约、戴成书、戴成雅。对不起，这个是中文来讲。
They have...Mr. Taylor's.
有三个。
I don't know their names.
最后一个名字，你把它想想看，是谁？ 带成约，带成书，带成雅。Yeah.
So the last three names, the last three letters of their name spells Joshua. Yeah.
感谢主，这就是他们的见证。
And that was their testimony.
耶稣基督生命的见证一代一代的相传。
And the testimony of the Lord Jesus and his life is passed on from generation to generation.
我们要问今天的保罗在哪里。
So then our question is, where are the Pauls of today?
今天的提摩太在哪里。
Where are the Timothys of today?
感谢主，让我们每一位都起来，能够做保罗，也做提摩太。
And we thank the Lord, may each one of us be raised up to become Pauls and Timothys.
现在有一个很好的机会，我们可以一起全家来追求认识主。
And this is a great opportunity where the whole family can come and pursue the Lord.
就是六月一号到四号有一个我们的夏令会。
In June 1st, we will have a summer conference.
不等自己来，把儿女们都带来。
Do not come by yourself, but bring all your children.
让基督的生命代代相传
that the life of Christ can be passed down from generation to generation
早日的完成
that his will can be done
荣耀归主
that his glory can be fulfilled
再有一点祷告
let us have a word of prayer
主我们何等感谢你
Lord we thank you
哦主啊借着哦许多历世历代的圣徒把福音传给我们
that through generations after generations of believers your gospel was preached to us
我们愿意你基督生命 的这样传承也能够在我们的身上
and we pray that the passing on of the life of Christ can also happen in our lives
哦，求你的话语求你的圣灵再继续来感动我们
may your words and your spirit touch us
虽然人的话不完全，但是愿意主来，借着圣灵来补足。
Even though the man's words are so limited, Lord, but may you, make it perfect.
带我们来做一个，愿意将基督生命传承的人。
May we all become those who can pass on the life of Christ.
求你祝福你的教会。
May you bless your church.
祝福每一位对你，心存诚实的人。
Bless everyone who has a pure heart towards you.
感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督荣耀的名。
We thank you in Jesus' glorious name. We pray.
Amen.